echte ervaring.
You are listening to That Digital Show APAC, a business podcast presented by Google Cloud to help organizations innovate and grow value in the Asia Pacific region. Episode 0, Cloud Thought Leadership in APAC. Today, we are joined by Theo Davies and Jay Jenkins to share their thoughts on the expansion of our podcast and the growth of Google Cloud's thought leadership in the Asia Pacific region. Hello, everyone. I'm Chris Hood, a digital strategist at Google Cloud. Thank you for listening. I am so incredibly excited about this announcement. Today, we are expanding our podcast with a new dedicated series of episodes specifically for the Asia Pacific region. Our main show will continue to produce weekly episodes, but this new expansion means dedicated APAC thought leadership content, regional innovation conversations, APAC customer stories and special guests, and yes, even APAC host. And I'm thrilled to introduce those hosts to you now. Joining me is Theo Davies and Jay Jenkins, the new host for That Digital Show APAC. Welcome, Theo and Jay. Let's start with each of you sharing a little bit about your role at Google and where you are located.
Thanks, Chris. So great to be here. I am head of sales enablement for Japan and APAC, or JPAC, as we like to put it together at Google Cloud. And I'm based in the Lion City of Singapore.
Hi, and I'm Jay Jenkins. I lead tech strategy and evangelism for Google Cloud in Asia Pacific. I'm based in Singapore as well.
Awesome. And of course, we're not going to let you get away without telling us, what is the last thing you downloaded?
Traditional question for the show, I take it, Chris. And I'm a huge fan of Audible. And the last thing I downloaded was How Google Works. Been meaning to read it for a long time. I hope that counts.
And for me, it was likely a security patch, but I'll go a little bit deeper than that, Chris. So the last thing I downloaded was the Simplify Gmail extension for Chrome. I was super excited whenever they announced bundles. So I know a lot of the features were moved into core Gmail, but I was a big fan of bundles, and bundles is part of that extension.
Good. Add that to my list of downloads. Okay. Welcome, both of you. I am personally just ecstatic to have you joining the show and sponsoring our expansion into the APAC, Asia Pacific region. And I want to know a little bit more about each of your backgrounds. So let's start with Jay. Share a little bit about your background before you got to Google and what other things excite you.
So, well, a long, long time ago, I did start out as an engineer. So I was doing engineering from both a support and quality assurance perspective. And then I moved into IT consulting. So worked for a large consulting company, mainly staying on the engineering side, but sort of slowly moving into sort of the IT consulting side. That was sort of my journey. So first doing public sector work in the US, then doing financial services work in Australia. I managed an offshore development center in Vietnam for a couple of years before moving to Singapore 9 years ago and then joining Google 8 years ago to be a part of cloud at a time when you had to tell other people in Google what cloud was. And it's been a really exciting journey, and it's been really interesting for me, obviously, not just moving to a bunch of locations, but the windy path that many of us have had in cloud as we've sort of moved from interest to interest.
I love calling Jay the grandfather, or at least one of the grandfathers of Google Cloud in APAC, Chris. I think he's something like employee number 7 for APAC. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jay. As far as myself, I cut my teeth in sales first, door-to-door software and system sales. Would you believe that? In the US, of all places, in California, all the way up and down the Californian coast with the oldest direct sales company in the US. And from there, I've sold everything, real estate, telecoms, banking, private wealth in Singapore at one of the largest banks, and then got into consulting, actually working with finance, IT, and real estate companies. And actually, Google was a client back in 2013, primarily doing sales consulting, sales enablement consulting. And I joined Oracle as director of sales enablement for APAC about 3 or 4 years ago, and have been at Google coming to 2 years now.
Well, I love both of your backgrounds. You're going to bring a lot to the show, which I appreciate. And we actually have been talking about this for a little while now. So Theo, could you share maybe some of your perspective. Why did we want to expand into your region and talk more about cloud?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so exciting in APAC, Chris, isn't it? It's one of the fastest, if not the fastest growing region, and cloud adoption and all things considered. I saw a report from IDC saying cloud adoption is actually going to be equal in APAC in size to EMEA by 2025. So it's just so exciting. And we thought, with quite a large following now in APAC for Google Cloud, why not have a podcast that speaks to both IT decision makers as well as IT practitioners? That was the original intention. But then, of course, we found out about the incredible work at That Digital Show, and that is perfect for the IT decision maker crowd and our executive level and business outcomes. And instead of reinventing the wheel, this collaboration and this allyship came about. So we're super excited to join the party.
Yes. And Jay, I'm sure you've got some personal goals for your version of the podcast. You want to share some of your goals?
You know, my general role is to make sure we have a strong voice of engineering for APAC specifically. And that is really what I'm trying to do being part of this podcast, is really bring our customers and our partners to the forefront in Asia Pacific to the rest of the world, right? So what I really want to do is talk about the amazing things that are being built here, how the diversity of organizations and people and the cultural differences can actually bring different insights and different perspectives to technology and to business.
Yeah, I love that. Basically, we've got Jay, who's on the tech side, and Theo, that's on the business side. And together, you bring in this kind of different perspective that is definitely needed when we start thinking about the migration to the cloud or digital transformation or any of these topics that we have talked about on the podcast so far. And Jay, sticking with that, what should we expect from some of the content that you are going to be producing soon?
Yeah. So, well, my hope is, number one, that we allow people to tell their stories, right? I don't think there's anything more powerful than a story, right? We can talk about raw data, we can talk about products, but it's really these stories. Like, what are they trying to accomplish and what was their journey? And I hope that through that, that we don't just learn about them, we see different view about how we might solve a problem or look at a problem ourselves. What I hope is that some strong opinions are shared, that the listeners don't always agree, but we can have some different perspectives to help feed our own mental models of what the world might look like.
Yeah. And Theo, you've been through different regions selling various types of software and services. One of the questions I get asked a lot is, I've got this problem. Can you share with me similar stories that might help me solve my particular problem? And the question always comes up, isn't it all the same between industry, between region, between different companies? Aren't the same cloud problems the same everywhere?
Such a good point. I love the mantra in Thailand, Chris. If you ever go to the streets of Phuket particularly, you'll see these t-shirts for sale that say same, same, but different. And I think that's really relevant. You know, I think to an extent, absolutely, everyone has core problems are the same, but then you have this unique itis and everyone has their own specific challenges within their industry, within their sub-vertical. But it is so great what you're doing on That Digital Show and what we're hoping to do with That Digital Show APAC, because as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And just the ideas, the ideation, the innovation that will come out from people that have walked the path, seen similar problems, and people can adapt and help their peers help solve those problems with the path that they chose and perhaps some of the paths less traveled to help people actually reach outcomes that they need to with their problems.
That is so true on so many different levels. And the essence of some of the thought leadership that we provide through Google Cloud is just that, is a combination of stories and experiences and lessons learned, and where we've failed and where others have failed, how you can learn from that and evolve and solve these problems that you have, how you can elevate your business. And I think those elements can span across all regions globally. And yet, like you said, there's still things that are different. There's still nuances that different regions are concerned about and different regulations or different views on economies. And definitely from a technology perspective, we have some really strong perspective on how we think cloud can help organizations. Jay, what are some of the stories and some of the customers that we have to look forward to on some of your episodes coming up?
We have some great customers in Woolworths, in Winnings Group from Australia. And the interesting thing is, even though those customers are primarily retail, they are looking ahead at the things that might be important, right? So this is one of those things we say inside of Google, right? Don't think about what is going to happen in 5 years. Think about what might happen in 5 years, right? Because that really sort of expands the solution set that you're looking at. And the customers here are definitely doing that, right? So they're already considering, you know, what does a metaverse mean to retail? What is the next thing? And going back to what you were talking about earlier around, isn't everything the same? I think that what we've seen is not a convergence of technology. We've seen a divergence of technology, right? There's not a single crypto coin. There's not a single payment platform. There's not a single way to buy, to recommend. All of these things are different. And what we've seen in this region in particular is this hyper-localization of services. And that's another thing I think that you'll find with the people that are going to be on our podcast. They're going to talk about what we looked to do was to solve a local problem and then scale it from there, right? So looking at a very specific problem that they have in that region with the difference in cultures, in approaches, geographies, regulatory systems, of which there are many, and really trying to scale from there. And you'll find a lot of these hyper-localized services in the region.
I love that. Hyper-localization.
It's especially relevant in APAC, just as Jay's pointing out there, Chris. Hyper-growth, but really with a local feel. Like APAC is one of the most diverse regions in the world, even within country. I mean, the Philippines has something crazy like 10,000 islands. I might be a digit off on that. The number of dialects within, obviously, the Chinese language, but also in Indonesia. And thinking about, for example, microfinance in different areas of Indonesia, all speaking different languages with limited payment options. There's so many areas of hyper growth and requiring localization. So I love the synergy of the two words there. I think synergy actually is defined synchronization plus energy, right? So and hyper plus localization really means a lot for the region as a whole, but even at the local level and the hyper growth that we're seeing.
Let me give you another example of that. So, you know, one of the customers that we're going to be talking to is a company called Emlytics. Now, what they do is they do multi-CDN optimization. In some parts of the world, you can choose a single content delivery network and know that it's going to take care of that part of the world. In this region, again, that's not the case. There are so many different countries with different regulatory requirements. You might need to spread your content delivery across multiple CDNs. So then they solved that very localized problem, but it's easily scalable globally, right? All of a sudden that becomes something that other organizations, multinational organizations can also do now, which is multi-CDN.
And multi-cloud very much when we're speaking to them, that's exactly the, obviously so many companies are heading that way to have those options. And that's something that the CDN model definitely speaks to as well.
Yeah, obviously with Google Cloud, we're enabling organizations to be able to expand and scale at rapid growth. And what we've seen definitely from the pandemic is that disruption can happen anywhere. The need to evolve and adapt and expand into new regions is more required than ever before. And this type of thought leadership that we have is really what this show is all about. And I'm so excited again that we get to expand into new regions to have more precise types of conversations around hyper-localization and everything else you're talking about. It's truly outstanding what we can accomplish just through our words and voices. And again, just happy that you are both a part of it.
This is so great, Chris. And the name is so good, right? That digital show. There's a great cartoon, if you've seen it, of a boardroom and someone presenting the glass behind him on a skyscraper. And he's telling the board, oh, I think we'll postpone our digital transformation until next year. And this huge wrecking ball with COVID-19 above it. And things are just moving so quick. The only constant is change.
It's funny that you mentioned this. I actually just received an email 2 days ago from somebody who had some questions about, and this is how it was worded, post-digital transformation initiatives. And I said, if you're already thinking about post-digital transformation initiatives, you don't understand what digital transformation is. The fact is digital transformation doesn't end. There is no post to this.
Right. And I think that's the scary part of having a word like transformation is there's this thought that I'm transforming into something and that there's this end state, right? But transformation, it becomes sort of a way of life, right? It's like a growth mindset for an organization. You're constantly going to grow and you're constantly going to be learning.
And yes, COVID may be a Decepticon transformer, but that helps the Autobots grow, right? So grow and be better.
Well, anytime you can bring in some cultural references, I'm all in. So yes, I love it. So one more question before we wrap up. We're at episode zero here. I know you've already recorded a couple of episodes with some really phenomenal guests, but let's fast forward 10, 15 episodes ahead. Where do you hope the show will be for you?
I think hope is not a strategy, Chris. We already are. If we look at the number of customers that are keen to join and actually jump on the show, we're actually now probably 20 or 30 ahead now. It's a great time. I think it's a perfect time to be doing this. The appetite's there, certainly from our customers and surely the audience. I think we have something like 900,000 followers for Google Cloud and APAC now. And the audience is ready, the creators are ready, and we are ready.
Yeah, I cannot believe, honestly, as soon as we started reaching out to customers and asked them if they want to tell their story, I cannot believe the number of customers that have volunteered. Thank you, number one, for giving us access to this amazing platform. It's really going to help us bring that voice of APAC engineering to the rest of the world.
And thank you, of course, for executing on it.
Cheers, Chris. I really look forward. Thank you.
And thanks to all of you who are listening. As we've shared with you throughout this episode, That Digital Show APAC will be continuing to deliver unique and engaging content on a regular basis, and we hope that you will share a link with your friends and colleagues, and of course, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. If you have questions, comments, or ideas for the show, connect with us throughout social media, and join us next week as we explore another thought leadership topic on That Digital Show. Thanks for listening.